Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah. I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah. Dealer departed, y'all is the day, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship, 10 on me. Thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6 4, bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House. Patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole. Weirdos in the background, black out when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, short ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah. Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the Billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams. And he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J. Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew him for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hidden hills and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.
yeah, yeah, gotta get that penny. Turn on the light, I'm looking for a two. I heard she got a pretty face, a standin' like a stallion. I heard that she a precious shoe, you treat her to medallion. I wanna be the one to find her if I go to Prowling. And if I get another, you know I can't wait to dial it. And if we get together, girl, you know we gon' be wildin'. And when we get together, we make magic in this house. Whenever you up it, ain't there nobody can do about it. Turn on the light. Tried to go to sleep and seen her in my dream. Just in case I run across to the day, I'ma stay clean. Just in case you recognize her face, send her to me and tell her I've been looking for her with a flashlight. You can't tell her nothing, cause I got my cash right. And tell her if she honest, promise, stay true. Make sure when you tell her we're going past the moon. Turn on the light.
Peace, peace, peace to the gods, man. Hello, world. Hello, world, man. How are we doing today?
Doing beautiful, God. It's good. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, man. Man, man, it's been a beautiful, long and beautiful day for me, man. You know, just got done celebrating, you know, the rise of my baby girl. So, you know, kind of had my hands full today, man. But, you know, it's kind of
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful occasion.
Yes, sir. But, you know what I'm saying, man? How you feeling today, Kalon? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling delightful, pleasant, beautiful, all of those in one. But I've been going real smooth today. I ain't really had no pressure today. Everything was calming. How was your day today?
Oh, man, it's been excellent. Like I said, you know, just been enjoying the time on this planet, man. So, you know, just chilling and relaxing with the family, man. We had a lot of family come out to celebrate this day with my little girl. So, you know, I just love that feeling. I love that feeling, man. I love the feeling that, you know, not just family, but a lot of relatives. Because, you know, you got to remember, family is just man, woman, and children. You know, but we had a lot of relatives and shit, you know, to come through and, you know, to celebrate this day, man. Yeah, man. But today is Knowledgeable Sunday. Knowledgeable Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Today is the day that we give back to the community and we give y'all some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We give you something that you might not know. That's the reason why we named it Knowledgeable Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, for all the listeners out there, you know, even the ones that's online, we want you to be able to call in. The call-in number is 563-999-3670. And also, if you are on the line and you want to get inside the chat, you can also log in to Blog Talk Radio and look for us on the Blog Talk and For the Love of Comics. And if you also want, you know, join and get inside our private chat, you can hit us up at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we'll be glad to add you to the private chat, you know. So, man, today, like I say, today is Knowledgeable Sunday, man, and we're coming with some heat. Cologne has picked a topic of talking about the courtroom and the procedures that happen in the courtroom. Would you like to expound on what the topic is about today, Cologne?
Yes, all right, for sure. Yeah, so I apologize for my voice too. It sounded a little creaky, but today is Knowledgeable Sunday. We're actually going over the courtroom because I know we promised that show a few shows back. So this is an update for that one. And we're talking about the courtroom positions, the positions of everybody in the courtroom to get a better understanding what the courtroom is and, you know, the different positions, the different roles inside the courtroom. Clarification. So,
right.
so people don't have to be unfair. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to fair what you don't know. So let's get the knowledge on.
Facts, man. So, man, we're going to dive right into it, man, because I do understand what you got going on, God. You know what I'm saying? So, man, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Let's go to the chat, and, man, let's see what we got going today. Let's give them some knowledge, man. Let's give it to them.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to go into the private chat, and we're going to scroll down. First one we're going to touch on is the etymology definition of courtroom. So, you see that one?
Yeah, I'm on it.
All right, so courtroom. Noun, chamber in which a court of law is held. 1670s, right? So it says a chamber in which a court of law is held. And let's go ahead and search up what chamber is. Let's get a definition of chamber, because that's what they say a courtroom is, right?
Right.
So we're gonna go ahead and search up chamber. Chamber now. C1200, a room in a house, usually a private one. From Old French, chambre, room, chamber, apartment. 11th century, from Late Latin, camera, a chamber room. See camera. The Old French word and the Middle English one also were used alone and in combinations to form words for latrin, privy, from the notion of bedroom utensil for containing urine. In anatomy, enclosed space in a body, from late 14th century, of machinery, artificial cavity, from 1769, gunnery sense, part of the board in which the charge is placed, is from 1620s. Meaning legislative body is from C1400, an extended sense from the chambers or rooms where an assembly meets. Chamber music traditionally was that meant to be performed in smaller spaces. And it also says the camera of the chamber, i.e. belonging to the chamber, suitable for the chamber, designed for the chamber, a term applied to parlor or chamber music. Godfrey Weber's General Music Teacher, Boston, 1842. And it also says chamber, verb, late 14th century, to restrain, shut up, as in a chamber, also to furnish with a chamber, implied in chambered, from chamber, noun, related chambering. So it also says that's where it gets me right there. Let's go to the chamber where it says the verb part. It says to restrain, shut up, as in a chamber, right? So it also says chambers is something else, but I just wanted to close in on that section right there, to restrain and shut up.
Right.
Because we know with a lot of people in there, you know, who only can talk. The people who got the capacity. You know, so sometimes when you're in that room, it's just like you gotta they trying to shut you up in the chamber, which is a courtroom. And if we could go all the way on top, it says chamber now, a room in a house, usually a private one. So it's a private room. Also it says refer to a camera. You know what I'm saying? But let's go down a little bit to those other definitions. I haven't read it for the courtroom, but it says chamber noun, a natural or artificial enclosed space. Chamber noun, an enclosed volume in the body. A room where a judge transacts business. So, chamber, courtroom, a room where a judge transacts business. You know what I'm saying? Charges, again, charge. All of this is business financial terms. These are transactions. But anyway, a deliberative or legislative or administrative or judicial assembly. A room used primarily for sleeping. And it says chamber verb, place in a chamber. So we're going to go back real quick to courtroom, and I'm gonna go all the way to the bottom because I didn't read the bottom, you know, just to get a basic definition. And it says courtroom, a room in which a law court sits. All right, so that was the definition of courtroom, you know. And we already seen it was self-explanatory what a courtroom is. It could be several different things: a private room, private house, also a chamber being a verb in the verb sense. It could also mean it's a place where people are being shut up.
Yeah.
And also a place where a judge transacts business. You know, so you got to keep all of these other definitions in mind to get a real clear view of when you go in there. Don't go in there based off what you're seeing on TV, like we referred to in the past shows. You don't go in there looking at the courtroom and stuff. Just go by the definitions and search a little more into it. But we're going to go back to the private chat. And since we're going to search up the courtroom, let's go ahead and search up the word court. So I'm going to click the word court inside here. And it says court, noun, late 12th century, formal assembly held by a sovereign. From Old French, court, king's court, and princely residence. 11th century, modern French court. From Latin, courtum. Accusative, of course, earlier coerce. Enclosed yard, and by extension, and perhaps by association with curia, sovereign's assembly. Those assemble in the yard, company, cohort, from assimilated form of calm with together, see calm, stem hort, related to hortus, garden, plot of garden, from pyru, ger, to grass, and close. Both senses of the Latin word emerge in English. From the purely physical sense, some palace residence of sovereign. Enclosed space connected with a building or buildings. Early 14th century, and the sporting sense, smooth level plot of ground on which a ball game is played. 1510s, originally of tennis. Also short arm of a public street enclosed on three sides by buildings, 1680, formerly noted for poverty or a business district, from the notion of surroundings of a sovereign in his regal state. C. 1200 comes the legal meaning, a tribunal for judicial investigation. C. 300, early assemblies for justice were overseen by the sovereign personally. Also, hall or chamber where justice is administered. C. 1300 as an adjective pertaining to a court. Late 13th century, and it says court verb. 1570s, endeavor to gain the favor of by amorous attention. Also solicit, seek to win or attract from court. Now, based on the sorts of behavior associated with royal courts, related courting. Before I go into these other definitions, they also was just like what the things that really stood out to me was they were using sovereign a lot in here. You know, saying that it was a sovereign assembly, dealing with king's court. Yeah, stuff like that. A residence, a palace residence of a sovereign. So, and the surroundings of a sovereign in his regal state. It says the legal meaning, a tribunal for judicial investigation, right? So they're doing an investigation, and we know they got the state. The state's got their own constitution, you know, the republic. And those, and if you look up, these states are seen as sovereign states, right? These are seen as states are seen as countries, and they're sovereign. So that's why they can hold this title of court. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like they're using sovereign as well. I feel like they're using the sovereign. I feel like they're using this word sovereign because of the sovereign state, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? The state constitution, and it's a state courtroom. Come on, it's a lot of sovereign going around. So, but anyway, let's get to the definition at the bottom. Court noun, an assembly including one or more judges to conduct judicial business. A room in which a law court sits. The sovereign and his advisors, who are the governing power of a state. A specially marked horizontal area within which a game is played. The family and retinue of a sovereign or prince. A hotel for motorists provides direct access from rooms to parking area. A tribunal that is presided over by a magistrate or by one or more judges who administer justice according to the court, to the laws. The residence of a sovereign or nobleman. An area wholly or partly surrounded by walls or buildings. Respectful deference. Make amorous advance towards, seek someone's favor, engage in social activities leading to marriage. And it says noun. Australian woman tennis player who won many major championships, born in 1947. It's Margaret Court. But, and I don't want people to get confused when they are using sovereign. Don't directly look at the judge as a king or having more power over you, because that's a public servant. So they're officers of the court, you know what I'm saying? They are servants, and they take an oath to the Constitution, right? To your state constitution, which the states are sovereign. So it's like they're speaking on not even necessarily speaking on the behalf, because that state constitution, which is sovereign, it's a sovereign state, for sovereign state, it controls them. It controls the public servants. It limits them. So as the people, you can control them with this trust document or this document or contract that they took an oath to. You know what I'm saying? So don't get confused like, oh, they got the upper hand. Not really. They don't got the upper hand. You still got a chance. All right, so let's go into some other definitions in the chat real quick. All right. So, you know, they be talking about parties. So we're gonna see what the definition of party is. It says party, noun. C-1300, party, a part, division, section, portion, a sense, noun, or police. And also physical piece, fragment, section of a book or treatise, from old French party, side part, portion, share, separation, division, 12th, literally that which is divided. Noun, use of femme, past participle of patria, partier, to divide, separate, 10th century, from Latin partier, partiri, to share, part, distribute, divide, from pars and par, peace, a share, from pi, root, pair, to grant a lot. And also says, in early use, the word often appears where we would have its relative part. Also from C-1300, in the legal sense, person or group of persons involved in a lawsuit, agreement, etc. And in the political sense, of a number of persons united in supporting a person, policy, or cause. From early 14th century, as any group of people, also a social class, meaning a person, a particular person, is from mid-15th century. The military sense of a detached part of a larger body or company is by 1640s. The sense of a gathering for social pleasure is found by 1716. From general sense of persons gathered originally for some specific temporary purpose, such as dinner party, hunting party. Phrase, the party is over, enjoyment or pleasant times have come to an end, is from 1937. Party line is recorded by 1834 in a sense of policy adopted by a political party, and by 1893 in the sense of telephone line shared by two or more subscribers. Party pooper, one who casts gloom over convivial event, is from 1951, American English. Party verb, have a good time, 1922, from party, earlier, as to take the side of 1630s, related to party, partying. All right, we go through a little short definition at the bottom. Party, an organization to gain political party. A group of people gathered together for pleasure. A band of people associated temporarily in some activity, an occasion on which people can assemble for social interaction and entertainment. A person involved in legal proceedings. That's the party we normally see, especially when you're dealing with courts. It's for legal persons involved in legal proceedings. Party verb, have or participate in a party. So it's a lot more other stuff in here, but we're just going to go through what I can go through. That's the party. It's going to go like a little gist. So we're going to hit lawyer, right?
Yeah, man.
This is lawyer. Definitely. Noun. Late 14th century lawyer, mid 14th century as a surname, one that versed in law, one whose profession is suits in court or client advice on legal rights. From Middle English law, see law, spelling with Y, predominated from 17th century, see year. In the New Testament, Luke, XIV, God 3, etc., interpreter of Mosaic law. Old English had law with a sage, wise man, advisor, counselor, and an earlier Middle English word for lawyer was man of law, related lawyer. And it says lawyer, noun, a professional person authorized to practice law, conducts lawsuits, or give legal advice. And on the show you have, we say we don't give legal advice. That's what lawyers do, and they are authorized to practice law. We do not also practice law, so we are not lawyers. So if you want that type of service, you have to go seek them. But anyway, they were saying what a lawyer was. You know, one who is versed in law. You know, one who practices law. Who's authorized, actually, to practice law. So they have to get a permission. And real quick, we could just go over. I got attorney in here as well, and it says, we're only going to read the bottom. Let's go to the bottom, guy. Attorney, a professional person authorized to practice law, conducts lawsuits, or gives legal advice. Going to go to judge. Let's see what the judge is real quick. And it says judge. I'm going to just go straight to the noun one for time's sake. Judge, noun. Public officer appointed to administer the law. Also judge man, one who declares the law, write law, to say, to show. Extended from late 14th century to persons to decide any sort of contest, and from 1550s as one qualified to pronounce opinion. In Jewish history, it refers to a war leader vested with temporary power, as in Book of Judges. From Latin, judex, being used to translate Hebrew swafit. So we're going to go down here. It says determine the result of a competition from a critical opinion of judge, attentively, or form an estimate of quantities or time, pronounce judgment, put on trial or hear a case, and sit as the judge at the trial of judge, a public official authorized to decide questions brought before a court of justice. Judge, noun, an authority who is able to estimate worth or quality. All right, and we also got like stuff in here as far as like, so you got we went over the party, in previous shows we went over the witness, lawyer, got the which is also attorney, judge, jury, and the bailiff. But I'm gonna let J-Rock handle everything else, because I know he gonna get into them with these other links.
For sure, man. All right, I tell you what, man, we went over like half the hour so far, man. We're gonna go in for about a few minutes for a break, and man, we're gonna come back, man, and get back to it. All right,
for sure. All right, peace.
Only for the new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. This time last year, they was like, talking about cutting budgets and shit. I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Tell me what it do. It's serious. Gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So said I'm doing mine. It's CM9, CM8, folks been the last streets. Call me back. Said they miss that old guy, that OG's old booster. That was real rap. In New York with three bangers. Did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't taint them. Guess the money can't change them. Decision. Homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decision. And lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned. Lil' homie caught a body.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. From a family full of hustle, youngest son. They say get that money, show him how it's done. They say 9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81.
From the crack.
They say get that money, show them how it's done.
I am.
They say get that money, show them how it's done.
Me, ho.
Ho, ho,
you either with me or
wait,
I'm like drow side. I got the bow side now.
Peace, 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 man. We are back. We are back, man. Live in effect, man. Again, today is Knowledgeable Sunday. And today, we are giving you this knowledge. Kalon, man, he just came in and broke down the courtrooms and all the different definitions that you can actually go back to and listen to. And right now, what I plan to do is just jump right back in. And, man, we're going to talk about some more definitions, all right? All right, so what I plan to do is, man, we're going to jump back into the private chat. And let's go in the courtroom. Who does what? All right? So let's go to it. Let's type on it and see. All right, it says, in the courtroom, who does what? This was created by Fine Law's team of legal writers and editors. You can look this information up online. And again, we do not give legal advice. If you are seeking legal advice, we ask that you contact an attorney because we do not provide that. All right? And it says, the party. The people of entity who are directly involved in a lawsuit are called parties. They are plaintiffs, those who are suing in a civil case, in parentheses, or defendants, those being sued in a civil case or accused in criminal cases, in parentheses. The parties may be presented at the counsel tables with their lawyers during the trial. Defendants in criminal cases have a constitutional right to be present, have a right to be present at that trial. Specifically, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution provides that the accused shall enjoy the right to be confronted with the witness against him. And quote, parties in civil cases also have a right to attend their trials, but they often choose not to. Okay. Now, a witness. Witnesses give testimony about the facts or issues in cases that are in dispute. During their testimony, they sit on the witness stand facing the courtroom because the witnesses are asked to testify by one party or the other. They are often referred to as plaintiff's witnesses, government witnesses, or defense witnesses. I like that breakdown. One of the reasons I like that breakdown is because a lot of times, you know, people are not having what we call witnesses, right? We are having what you would call the state. And the state will actually go up as, you know, as if they have some form of, some form of evidence to your case. And they are not actually witnesses. So you want to take that into consideration when we break down what a witness is. Because if you don't see a witness, if there is no witness, then why are you even in the courtroom? All right? We went over lawyers. We went over it, but I also break it down. In the courtroom, the lawyers for each party would enter either be sitting at the counsel tables near the bench on the, or be speaking to the judge, a witness, or the jury. All right. Each lawyer's task is to bring out the facts that put his or her client's case in the most favorable light, but to do so using approved legal procedures. In a criminal case, the government's lawyer is called the prosecutor, okay? Usually, an assistant direct attorney, in parentheses, state court cases, or assistant U.S. attorney, in parentheses, federal court cases, all right? Criminal defendants may be represented by a public defender, a lawyer appointed by the court, or a private attorney hired by the defendant. In a civil case, parties wanting a lawyer to represent them must hire their own lawyer. All right? Then it goes to judge. The judge. What role does the judge have? The judge presides over court proceedings from the bench, which is usually an elevated platform. The judge has five basic tasks: to preside over the proceedings and see that order is maintained, to determine whether any of the evidence that the parties want to use is illegal or improper, and jury trials, to give the jury instructions about the law that applies to the case and the standards it must use in deciding the case before it begins, is deliberation about the facts in the case. In bench trials, cases tried before the judge without a jury to determine the fact and decide the case, and to sentence convicted criminal defendants. Now, I love the way that they break this down as well, because you have judges that actually overstep their boundaries. But this right here tells you what position that those judges play. Okay? So you want to keep that in mind for your next court date, or, you know, someone else's court date. Put them on notice. You know, these judges have a role to play. And if they're not playing their role, they're violating their oath. You get what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that the judges are sticking to the script, just like you. Just like you. You want to make sure of that. All right? Then it goes to the jury. The group of people seated in the box is an area on the side of the courtroom is the jury. The judge decides the law in the case and instructs the jury on the law. It's the jury's role to decide the facts in the case and to apply the law on which the judge has instructed in order to reach a verdict. In cases where the evidence conflicts, it's the jury's job to resolve the conflict and decide what really happened. All right? For example, in a criminal case, the jury might listen to the testimony of a witness who claims she saw the defendant commit the crime, and then listen to the testimony of the defendant's friend, who claims the defendant was with him in another part of town when the crime was committed, and the jury's job to decide who is telling the truth. All right. Then it says court reporter. Oh, yeah, this is a great one, okay? Because you need to have you a court reporter during each and every court that you go into. You know, it's better to have your own court reporter, but, you know, you want to make sure that every time you step inside that courtroom, you're asking, is this being recorded? You know, because a lot of times they are not recording, all right? And then it says court reporter. The court reporter sits near the witness stand in the courtroom and records everything that is said during the trial or introduced into evidence, in parentheses. By typing it on a stenography machine or by making an electronic sound recording, this becomes the official record of the trial. The court reporter also produces a written transcript of the proceedings if either party appeals the case or requests a transcript. See, you can appeal the case and request for a transcript. Let's not forget that, because a lot of us don't know these type of things. But no worries. This is the reason why we come together, me and Kalam, has come together for Knowledgeable Sunday, so that we can teach you guys the information that you do not know. That's the reason why it's called Knowledgeable Sunday. Stay tuned each and every Sunday now. You might miss out on something. But no worries to that either. You can always go back and listen to all our old shows. All right? Court reporters don't work only in the courtroom. They also record dispositions in attorney's offices and some confessions in judges' chambers. Right. The great majority of court reporters used a sonography, a machine that translates keystrokes. Hold on. Keystrokes into symbols that correspond to the spoken word. Some use a shorthand and a few use a stenomask, repeating everything that is said in the courtroom into a mask connected to a tape recorder and transcribing it later. Pull it back up, man. My fault. All right. And then it goes into, finally, electronic sound recording uses microphone placed in the courtroom to record proceedings on a multi-track tape, which is monitored by a clerk's office employee who need not to be trained as a court reporter, all right? Court interpreter. In cases in which a party or witness does not speak on English or understand English, his or her testimony might be interpreted by a court interpreter whose job is to present a verbatim rendition of the testimony. It is the English rendition by the interpreter that becomes part of the official court record. The court interpreter's job is to interpret exactly what the witness or defendant says without commenting on it. Even if the interpreter believes the person is lying, if a witness doesn't understand a question, the interpreter may not use his or her own words to explain. Rather, the interpreter translates the witness's request for the explanation to the attorney or whoever asks the question. And the person must explain or rephrase what he or she said. The interpreter then translates that explanation or rephrase for the witness. All right? Then you have the courtroom clerk. The courtroom clerk, sometimes called the courtroom deputy, is usually seated in the courtroom near the judge. The courtroom clerk, usually seated in the courtroom of the judge. The courtroom clerk administers oath to witnesses and interpreters. Take care of records and exhibits. Teach minutes of proceedings. Prepares judgment and verdict form. And generally helps the judge keep the trial running smoothly. The courtroom deputy is usually employed by the office of the clerk of court. All right. That was a swell breakdown. But we ain't got that much time left. Let's go back into the private chat, man. And let's get back into... courtroom. Well, let's go to Baylor. Let's go to Baylor. Let's see what the Baylor has to offer us. All right. Then it says Baylor now. 1300th century, early 13th century, and surname, subordinate administrative or judicial officer of the English crown, king's officer in a county, 100, or other local district. Also, keeper of a royal castle. Also, minor judiciary officer under a sheriff who serves writ, etc. And from Old French Bailey. 12th century nominated. From vulgar Latin, bailiff, official in charge of a castle. From Latin, bailiff quarter, see bail. From vulgar Latin, bailiff, official in charge for a castle. Bailiff, minor judiciary officer under a sheriff who serves writ, etc. Alright. And then early 14C, also agent of a lord, overseer of an estate who directs operation, collects rent, etc. Also using Middle English of an elected official in a town. Alright. And we scroll down. Well, actually, that's the only one. All right. So let's jump back into the chat and let's go over some more definitions real quick. I don't want to get it all, you know what I'm saying, confused for you. All right. We basically went over, let's go back over clerk and make sure we got what a clerk is. All right, clerk now, 1200th century, man ordained in the ministry, a priest, an ecclesiastic, from Old English, cleric, and Old French, clerk, clergyman, priest, scholar, student, both from church Latin, a priest. Noun, use of adjective, meaning priestly, belonging to the clitoris. Alright, modern usage is a reminder of the time when clergy alone could read and write and were employed as scribes and account keepers by secular authority. In late Old English, the word also can mean king, scribe, keeper of accounts, and by 1200 C, clerk took on a secondary sense in Middle English, as the coordinate word did in Old French of man letters, also who can read or write. This leads to the sense of assisting a public or private business, originally a keeper of accounts also. Officer of a court, municipality, etc., whose duty it is to keep its record and perform its routine business. And then we go down and it says clerk now, an employee who performs clerical work, keeps records for accounts. Alright. Also a salesperson in a store. Clerk verb, worked as a clerk as in the legal business. All right, man. Again, we wanted to bring this information to you guys so that you could better understand how to be able to handle all and everything that you need to handle when it comes to these courtrooms. These people have positions that they should play just as well as if you went to any other organization. Those people that are in that organization have certain roles that they should play. You feel me? So with that being said, you should be able to go in and, you know, better be able to handle yourself when you know the role. The better roles of each position. Remember, we went over rules and what rules were. Each position has a rule that has to be followed and maintained. And if you can go to the rules and regulations of whatever you are dealing with, then that would be your answer to how to handle each and every obstacle that you run across. All right. Now we've ran out of time, man. We have a lot that we've covered today, man. I hope that you guys man, enjoyed the show. All my listeners out there, I ask that, you know, for those who are online with me right now, if you ever want to call in, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. You dial 1 and get inside the chat. And for the ones that are online, if you ever want to get inside the private chat, remember, again, the private chat is for the love of commerce at gmail.com. And, you know, man, we appreciate everybody that is listening to us today. Man, we plan to be back here on Tuesday for Health Tuesday, where we come in and we tell you each and every one of you how to maintain a perfect health. You know what I'm saying? We ain't the best at what we do, but we are learning just like you guys are. And if anybody want to get in and chat with us, man, we encourage everybody to get in, tell your testimonies, tell whatever story that you have, that, you know what I'm saying, that for what we're going over that particular day. And again, today was Knowledgeable Sunday, and we are glad to have each and every last one of y'all. All right, man. And that concludes the end of this, man. Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, poor nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, house nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga, with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters, where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners, where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine, wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could've bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo, for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. think it's bougie. I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all is still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga.